Sunday Meditation, February 4th, 2001. The question that we would ask Kuo today has to do with the concept of the ascension. A lot of different sources have described the ascension in different ways, speaking about its rapidity of occurrence, those to whom it occurs, how it occurs, when it occurs, what it means. And we would wonder, or ask Kuo to give us some information from Kuo's perspective as to what the ascension or the rapture or the graduation or the harvest is like now for us on planet Earth, and what it is likely to be like in the near future.
We are those known to you as Ikua. Those of our principle greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. May we say what a blessing it is to be called to your birth, and may we thank you for calling us with your thirst for truth and your effort to join the circle of seeking at this time in each of your busy lives. We are honored and grateful, and thank you for helping us to fulfill our chosen service at this time, which is to share information and what inspiration that we can with those who seek light in the low density environment of the outer world. We find that this day we experience not only those of Latwi and those of Ra, but also those of Hetan and those of Oxal, the constitution of the principle varies somewhat from meeting to meeting depending upon the vibrations and the needs of those who are attending the circle. As always, we ask that each use discrimination in listening to what we have to say, for we are fallible and error-prone as any seeker on the spiritual path. We do not consider ourselves or put ourselves forward as authorities, but simply as those who may have a slightly different point of view, and one that might be helpful. For we are those who have taken a few steps more along a path that you now are engaged in navigating. We are glad with, let me correct this instrument, we are glad to speak with you about ascension, rapture, graduation, and harvest. The terms are not precisely interchangeable, but certainly closely associated, and it is an interesting field of inquiry. As often happens, we feel the desire to step back into more basic material and look at the ground from which we would like to talk about these subject. The song which the one known as Jim chose to aid in the tuning of the group at this session was speaking of love. And it said that basically, the living was all about the appreciation and recognition of beauty. The beauty of nature, the beauty of thoughts, and so forth. It is the beauty of thoughts that we would like to focus on. The creation is a thought. For lack of a better word, The creation is a logos, a concept. At one time, simple and unified, and infinitely complex. It is a metaphysical or non-physical thought. The physical world that you now enjoy is also a thought, but it is a much weaker thought, much stepped down from the energy of the thought of the one infinite creator. That logos, which, for lack of a better term, we can also call love. Each of you is a thought, and that thought is of love, because all things that are thoughts are distortions of the one great original thought, which is love. Before all manifestation, each of you is and exists as an energy, an essence, a concept, complex, a thought. Each of you, to put it another way, is a kind of crystal, an energy field that takes in energy, transmutes energy, transfuses energy, and sends energy through the energetic system of the body, the mind, and the spirit. The thoughts that you think, the emotions that you feel, the spiritual experiences that pass through your energetic system are all kinds of thoughts. And they constitute your basic metaphysical identity. Every thought that you think, every thought that you pursue, every thought that you bring to a fruition, creates slight changes in the vibration that is your energy signature. To those of us and others upon the spirit planes, looking at the metaphysical entities that you are, these vibratory nexi are very evident, and it is as clear to us as day who you are, how you are, whose you are. To the entity within physical manifestation, this is not at all clear. In the physical illusion, as each of you knows all too well, there is much confusion. And there will continue to be confusion generated by the very nature of third density experience. All of the confusion may seem tremendously destructive. The suffering may seem to be erasing your identity when things become difficult. This too is an illusion. For beneath the surface confusion, those energies of deeper thought, emotion, and spiritual feeling continue to pulse rhythmically, continue to process energy, and continue to send out the fruit of the energy that has moved through your energetic bodies. Each of you then is sending out your own harvest of received, blessed, transduced and transmitted energy. We might describe this energy output to light, that of a candle, let us say. Many times it seems to each that there is no way that one person can be of service, that one person's light can make a difference. However, this instrument is fond of saying that in a dark place, the light of one candle can be seen for quite a distance. Metaphysically, this is far more true, even, than the physical truth of candles and sight. Each of you makes a significant difference to the lightning of the planet, as well as to the lightning of yourself. For when each of you does one, each of you is doing the other. To work on the self is to work on the world. Indeed, to work on the self is the most direct and effective way to work on the outer world, in a metaphysical sense. And it is in a metaphysical sense that your earth is experiencing that which this instrument calls harvest. The earth itself has come to a crux in its own development. It is as though the earth must needs give birth to itself. The third density, earth, is in the process of being transformed into a fourth density positive sphere. Your earth is having difficulty with this birth. There are various reasons for this difficulty, having to do largely with the negative concepts which have fed into entities choosing negatively polarized actions towards each other over a period of centuries and millennia. It is as though the Earth's energy system were clogged with a good deal of toxic material of a metaphysical nature. As entities such as yourselves awaken to their spiritual identity and become more and more conscious of the positive value of thinking along positive lines and pursuing positive orientations of polarity in thought, the correctest instrument in thought, that toxic material is gradually given permission to be released. For as the light brightens, the new energies of in-streaming fourth density nature are able to find more welcome. And in that atmosphere, it is gradually more and more possible for negative energy to be released and dispersed harmlessly. We are not talking in this wise strictly about non-physical events, for certainly there are physical aspects to the metaphysical birth of fourth density Earth. There are problems having to do with excessive heat within the mantle of your Earth, which again have to do with these negative thoughts over a long period of time being driven into the very Earth itself. And we find that there have been disasters and catastrophes aplenty within your Earth sphere. Difficulties with weather that offer flood and earthquake and fire, causing much suffering and loss of life among the peoples. However, in actuality, were we to have spoken with this instrument a quarter century ago, we would have been less sanguine about the possibility that your physical Earth will be able to enter fourth density relatively unscathed, and with the planetary population relatively unscathed. As Earth entities awaken, the planetary energy lightens, and global catastrophe has become instead a series of small and survivable catastrophes. Certainly they are not small catastrophes to those who lose the life or have loss of life in their families. Nevertheless, the great majority of Earth entities see the difference between local catastrophe and global catastrophe. And we feel that this is a very hopeful portion of this subject, that things are better, metaphysically speaking, for the Earth than they were in terms of the Earth's harvest. The concept of ascension is a concept that we have found largely within your culture's Christian belief systems. The beliefs vary, but the basic commonality of this idea centers upon the concept of some entities being physically removed from the surface of the Earth to safe places, at a time when the remainder of the population of Earth will be destroyed by the end of the world or some other version of the apocalypse, whether the cause of it be man or spirit. It is not our understanding that this concept is a helpful one spiritually. It is not our opinion that this is the way things work. In any physical sense. In our opinion, the processes of ascension or harvest are subsumed within the process of moving through the physical death and entrance into larger life, as this instrument would put it. The concept of the harvest of earth is more than ascension, in line with our understanding of the way things work metaphysically. Each of you is a spark of the Creator. And each of you may think of yourself in a way as that which has been planted in the earth, for you have been planted as a soul into flesh. And at the end of that work done within the school of life, the door of death opens, the Creator beckons, and through that door each goes. Upon the other side of that door, the decision for your harvest shall be made. However, it is not our understanding that this harvest is one of judgment, placed upon one from the outside. Rather, it is a matter of that vibration that you are, and how that vibratory energy field works. Each crystal soul accepts light in a certain range and finds it difficult to accept light outside of that range. Consequently, the harvest of each of you consists basically of the careful and guarded process whereby the soul walks along a gradually increasing line of vibration of light. The light increases as the soul walks, and as the soul walks, it senses whether or not it is most comfortable. It walks into that increasing light until it is at the spot of fullest light that it can enjoy and appreciate in a stable manner. And it stops at that point because it is uncomfortable to go further. Where that soul stops is either still in third density or has moved over into fourth density or higher. If that soul has stopped in third density, then it chooses completely on its own and with no judgment involved to repeat the third density experience. In many cases, this decision will not simply be for another incarnation, because this is the time of Earth's harvest. It will mean that there will be a 25,000 year period during which that spirit will enjoy third density upon another planet. However, it is not a punishment to repeat a grade. It is simply the right place for that soul that enjoys that range of light. If that spirit has stopped across that quantum divide between third and fourth density, that entity may then choose to begin a series of incarnations in fourth density, and can be said to have graduated from Earth's third density. For each person, that experience will be unique. To our knowledge, there is no general harvest, but rather the individual harvest of each soul upon each soul's schedule. We are aware that there is much confusion between metaphysical harvest and physical concerns having to do with the environment and other physical scientific facts. May we say that this is specifically not our province. And we feel that to discuss some of the concerns of those who seek scientifically is to infringe upon the free will of those who seek spiritually. This is for us a delicate area, for we too are both physical and metaphysical. However, in terms of our relation to this group or to any of those of Earth, we are at this time carefully non-physical. For we have found in the past, when we attempted to move physically among your people, that there was no possibility of doing so without gross infringement upon the free will of planet Earth. Consequently, we have learned the hard way to allow some confusion in terms of scientific queries. And for this, we offer our apology. It is an honest one. We do not withhold information for petty reasons, but rather because we think that it is not only the right thing to do, but the clear and concise thing to do. For anything that we would say about your physical situation upon planet Earth is not fact, but a possibility vortex. By entering into discussion, we become part of that possibility vortex. This is not acceptable. This would compromise our polarity and make it necessary for us to leave your people. Therefore, it is our judgment, fallible though it may be, that we correct this instrument to create these boundaries of that which we feel free to talk about and that which we do not. It all comes back to the thoughts that each of you think. Only you know your hearts. Only you know the desire that you have to seek, to love, to serve. Only you know how you crave the love and the light that is so often missing from your Earth world. And so we ask you to be a support for yourselves. Believe in yourselves. Feel that you are important and that the things that you think are important. And see that expression of what you think is valuable. And the listening ear for supporting those things that someone else might think spiritually as being greatly valuable also. For as the ones known as Carla and Steve were saying earlier, for each person, the self is blind to the self. Each can see into another's patterns far better than into one's own patterns. Therefore, each may help each in that search for what one truly thinks, what one truly feels, and for what one truly thirsts. Know that your thirst is greatly important, and pursue your desires. Pursue those intuitions and inklings. Listen for those hints that come in the wind of everyday detail and coincidence. And know that whatever is occurring on the physical plane, what is important in terms of your harvestability is your response to what is occurring. Look at your responses and see what you can do to sit with them, to work with any fear that you find in them, to comfort yourself through any suffering that occurs from them, and to encourage yourself to move always to the higher plane, the loftier principle, the belief that all is well, and that all will be well. It is said in your holy works, in quietness and confidence is your peace. Know that in terms of harvestability, it is very helpful to have a high place within the self, a holy place within the heart, to which you may retreat and fall into the arms of the one infinite creator who loves you dearly. When you are lost, when you are suffering, when you are alone, remember to move into the heart, into the sanctuary and peace of the one creator's love, and dwell there as long as you need to, in order to feel that balm of Gilead, which is that energy of being loved, being valued, and being understood. These things the Creator does. In fact, the Creator greatly values each and every thought that you have. For it is this way the Creator learns about itself. We encourage as much silence in the day as you may find, whether it be a walk with the dog, a formal meditation, a time spent working in the garden, or simply a time spent without the television or radio or other sound of the creation of man in the ear. The key of silence is a powerful one. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We leave this instrument in love and in light, and thank it for its service. We are known to you as those of the Kuma.
Amquo, greet each again, in love and in light, through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege to attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query this time?
Yes, after reading last week's session, I guess one thing that intrigued me was the remark that you made at the end of many unseen friends that join us at these meetings. And I was wondering if you could elaborate a little more. Is there anything we can welcome them, or their contributions, or just, you know, what can you tell us?
I don't quote. I'm aware of your query, my friend. This group has, in one form or another, been sitting in the sessions of working for a number of your years, and has, throughout this time, been able to receive communications of what is hopefully an inspirational nature from various members of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the One Creator. When an entity has spoken to this group, then there is formed a kind of bond with the group that is always honored by giving the attention to this group's proceedings when this group sits in a circle of seeking, as it now does. Thus, though most such entities choose to remain silent during these sessions, each is keenly aware of the transfer of energy back and forth between the entity speaking and the group itself. This is a blessed event for many, such as are we, those who seek to serve in a manner which is largely unseen by the great majority of your Earth's population. It is a blessed event because it is so rare. So seldom are we and others of our group able to make a direct contact that when such is made, there is attention given to it, a protection, shall we say, a wall of light that is formed of love and the attention of those who wish this group well. Thus, there are many who have been known by name to this group, who join silently, but certainly as this group works. There are also, from time to time, other entities who have yet to speak from this same Confederation of Planets in the service of the One Creator, who nonetheless offer their vibrations of love and protection as this group works. Each entity that joins this group from your illusion and sits in your circle of working. Whether it asks questions or is silent, also may have certain guides, friends, teachers that are not incarnate, who are also desirous of blending their vibrations with this group's and those of ours and the Confederation as well. Thus, when this group sits in a circle of working, there is what you may call a heavenly host that joins with you and rejoices with you and feels sympathy and empathy and all those great emotions that the third density is so richly populated with. For not only is their inspiration passed from each to the other, but there is also the opportunity for many of us of this confederation of planets in the service of the One Creator, who value being able to feel the emotions that those of your group bring to this circle of seeking, and express not only in their queries, but the very timbre of their being. It is a rich exchange of the experience of each shared with the other. Is there a further query, my brother?
That's interesting. Certainly welcome. It's nice to know that they're here. Request that they not be so bashful. I guess, is there I'm kind of puzzled of what we can offer for them, other than the opportunity to help us in unseen ways. Is there truly that much we can give or help in return?
I am cool and aware of your query, my brother. Each entity such as yourself that joins this circle of seeking brings many riches in the nature of the variety of experience, the purity of emotion, the passion with which truth, love, etc. are sought. So that those of our group may be able to appreciate the difficulties that each of you are able to labor under successfully, even though you may think that your ability is far less than successful. When you are able to express a difficult emotion, situation, relationship, or other earthly adventure that is not offered to those of us who are now discarnate, to those of us who live, shall we say, on the other side of the veil of forgetting, then it is that our appreciation grows as just as you, within this circle of seeking, would enjoy reading a new novel that is in your area of interest. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the One Creator are always interested to observe that which is freely shared within this circle of workings. For it allows us to see how each entity may work with the catalyst that is presented in the daily round of activities, to see how the love and light of the One Creator may yet shine forth from the darkest of experiences, from the most confusing of experiences. This gives us a great deal of joy to see that indeed there is no place where love may be hidden so deeply that it will not shine forth in a brilliant and inspiring way. Thus you inspire us as much as we attempt to inspire you. Is there a further query, my friend?
Well, my last query was something that you had mentioned earlier, that your attempts on your appearance in third density was not as successful as I guess you would have hoped. Can you just curiously give me an idea of what happened, or what you did, and how it was perceived?
I have a quote, and am aware of your query, my friend. As you are aware, we of quote are what you might call a conglomerate or group principle formed of other groups, such as those of Latwi, those of Hatan, and those of Ra. And it is to this latter portion of our group, those of Ra, that the feeling of being less than successful in our contact with third density entities a great portion of your years ago within that area that you call the Holy Land was undertaken and was of necessity abbreviated because of the difficulties in communication, not only with words but in the appearance of our very being, our physical vehicles being much unlike those of the entities of Egypt with whom we sought to share a law of one. There were enough misperceptions resulting from our words and our being that we found it necessary to take our leave of this grouping at that time and to retire to what you would call the inner planes of your planet to consider more carefully how to be of service in sharing the law of one without giving to it those distortions of power which the entities of that land had attributed to the Law of One because of our work with them. The words which we chose were not always perceived in the manner in which we had hoped, and the message in general, we found, was reserved for those of royal and powerful position, rather than being shared equally and freely with all. It is this particular experience that we seek to balance and have sought to balance since that time in days of old. Is there a further query, my brother?
Not that I can think of right now. Thanks.
I am and we thank you once again, my brother. Is there a further query at this time?
Yeah, what Steve was asking kind of sparked me, and I was wanting to ask about how it looks when we sit in meditation. Because when I tune upstairs, I go upstairs and start, I do prayers and I sing a hymn and I do some tuning. After I do work on my energies and open the energies to channel and protect them and so forth, I call the archangels and I ask for all of those that come from the inner planes of spirit in the name of Jesus Christ to help us, as you said, the host of heaven. And when I call the archangels and I ask them to protect the place and protect the channel and protect everybody in the circle and protect you all, I not only get a sense of their presence, very real sense of their presence, but I also see a kind of a dome kind of structure where there are ribs going up in the dome, and it's sort of like a cathedral space, but it's made out of light. And I wondered, since you were talking about this, if this was an accurate perception or if it was just something that my intellectual mind was throwing up in order to visualize what I was praying about.
I am cool, and I'm aware of your query, Mrs. Steele. Indeed, as we gaze upon this group, from our perspective, we see light, various shades and coloration of light, each entity offering a unique coloration and variety of colors as various energy centers are activated, some blocked, some spinning rapidly and brilliantly, and the group itself producing yet further light, so that there is, as you may see, a kind of dome or vortex of spinning light energy that has both the characteristics of each individual and the characteristics of the group itself, blended with the light of those of the heavenly host, as we have called it, so that in some there is a mass of light which reaches in an upward spiraling fashion, as you may imagine or image the pyramid having a flame that reaches infinitely upwards, yet inward as well. Is there a further query?
Just let me clarify what you're saying. So the light is not only forming a vortex, but at the peak of the vortex of this group at this time, there is like a flame going forth, spreading outward from that point like an upside down pyramid. Is that right?
I am cool, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. We followed your description until the last, and would suggest that the pyramid is right side up.
Okay, let me try again. The pyramid itself of this group has a point. And what I thought that you said was that coming from this point and going outward into the creation was the sum of the light of the group. And it was coming out of the top of the space or the dome or the pyramid. Is that incorrect or correct?
This is correct, Mrs.
Okay. Thank you. Well, that's very inspiring. Another thing that I have visualized and wonder about is it looks to me like within the dome the energy is moving in a clockwise fashion. This is correct. Like around us, around the circle of us as individuals.
This is correct for the inner portion of the dome or pyramid. The great majority of that which we see as light and that which forms the pyramid is simply in place without moving.
Oh.
Is there another query, my sister?
No. I thank you.
Again, we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
I have one final query, and this is just a procedural thing, but there are a couple of people that have asked for entities like Nona and Yada. I perceive that I am removing the opportunity for these entities to speak because of the way I tune. I tune to ask for the highest and best source I can contact in a stable manner in awakened consciousness. And so I get you all. Is it permissible at the end of the session, if someone wants to talk to Yada or listen to Yada or to Nona, that they would simply ask for that entity? And then the contact be transferred back to me. Is that possible within your control of this contact? Because I know that the constitution of your group varies, and probably both Yada and Nona would vibrate well within your range.
I am aware of this. We correct this instrument. And am aware of your query, my sister. This indeed would be possible if it was desired and requested. Is there a further query at this time?
No, thank you.
I am welcome. And again, we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Another query. Giving
you my thanks, to the energies and entities working with us, and my sincere gratitude and appreciation. We are also most grateful to each of you for inviting our presence at this particular session of working. We feel that there has been a great deal of love and light offered from you to us, and we hope that we have given to you as well. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group, leading each as always in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Adonai.
Judy, Ophelia, Alan, Scott, Anna, Lynn, Mike, Poopy, Dana, Sonia, Stephen, Marilyn, Barr, Betty, Donna, Adela, Glenn, Kim, Kevin, Janet, Jonathan, Lenny, Marilyn, Frank and Ethel, Sally, Sean William, Cindy's dad, Cindy's niece, Cindy, Haley, and Romy. Any other requests?
The Romy
the dog. To Natalie, poor Natalie, and Abigail, Ernie, Yellow Rosie, Applebaum, Linda, Janelle, Janet, and everyone in this group.
Because of these, I'm praying that.
My mom first year of
prayer. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You united people, we are one. You united people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are.